It's time for the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, hour number 3 of the Drive underway live this afternoon at National RX. Quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. Trey Wallace headed to University of Tennessee football practice to hear from Jeremy Pruitt. He'll call in with any important information that might come of that. In the meantime, you're stuck with me here and Bear there. Go ahead and throw open the Nextdoor Home Group hotline, 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in this afternoon, 546-8200. Let's get a quick look at your top five at five. We start in the National Football League, where Tennessee Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan has been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Lewan acknowledged last month that he had tested positive for the banned substance Ostarine, but said he would appeal the results. He also posted apparent polygraph results on his Instagram to indicate that he did not knowingly use the banned substance. But as of today, Taylor Lewan out for the Titans with a suspension. Mississippi State's football and men's basketball teams have been placed on 3 years probation after an investigation concluded that a tutor committed academic misconduct in aiding 10 members of the football team and 1 basketball player in an online general chemistry course during the fall semester of the 2018-2019 school year. NCAA and Mississippi State found that the part-time tutor, the student, who has been disassociated from the university and given the dreaded 10-year show cause, completed multiple assignments, exams, and in some instances, nearly the entire course for student athletes. The penalties, wide-ranging, including fines, scholarship reductions, and for football, 10 players are going to miss 8 games. They have not said who those players are, which games they are going to miss, but of course, Tennessee plays Mississippi State in what I believe is our 6th game of the year, if I'm correct. So big trouble down at Mississippi State with the NCAA today. The Washington Huskies have named quarterback Jacob Eason their starter for the 2019 season opener. Of course, Jacob Eason is a transfer from Georgia, where he was beaten out by Jacob Fromm. Interestingly enough, he had to beat out another Jake up there at Washington, Jake Haener, who appeared in 4 games for Washington last season. Huskies open up the season against Eastern Washington a week from tomorrow. Golf news, I'll try and run through this a little bit for you here this afternoon as we were cut short last hour. All right, so Tour Championship, funky scoring system down at Eastlake Golf Club in Atlanta. Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka dueling it out right now. They are both 13 under in the tournament. Rory McIlroy in 3rd place at 9 under. He's tied with Xander Schauffele, 9 under as well. Paul Casey and Matt Kuchar are 8 under. Patrick Cantlay, 7 under in the Tour Championship down there in Atlanta. And finally, number 5 on your top 5, American star sprinter and former Vol Christian Coleman reportedly might not make it to the Olympics next year after an investigation was launched after he allegedly missed 3 drug tests. Sources familiar with the case told the AP that Coleman is accused of 3 whereabouts failures over 12 months, which can be treated as a positive test and doping violation. If found guilty, the 23-year-old could see an automatic 1-year ban. However, most athletes hit with a first doping violation received 2-year bans. This would mean he would miss the 2019 World Championships in Qatar next month and the 2020 Summer Olympics in Japan next year. Bear, it's yes, just you and me this hour, buddy. Christian Coleman, man. I mean, it, you know, him and Justin Gatlin both, you know, kind of, we're supposed to be proud of these guys, right? It's our track program. You and I have talked many times about the history with Tennessee track and, you know, how that's benefited football through the years, all this stuff. And, you know, are we still proud of Gatlin and Coleman, even though they're, I mean, let's call it what it is. They're cheaters.
No, no, they're not. And you betcha I'm still proud of them. I'm a little disappointed that they keep getting caught, but, I mean, it's big-time competitive sports, Russ. I mean, everybody's doing something to get ahead. I'm still proud of those guys.
Okay.
I'm a little disappointed he's going to miss. I couldn't imagine anything worse than being told, you know, you're not going to get to compete at the Olympics next year. That's pretty bad. What'd they catch him on? Did they say?
No, he failed to show up for the tests. Like, you know, this is, you know, track. It's not like, you know, it's a team sport where you can go to the Cleveland Indians facility or the University of Tennessee or, you know, the Eagles right. practice facility and randomly test. Like, these dudes are scattered throughout the world. And so I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it sounds like, you know, they contacted him and said, we need you to come take a test, and he just didn't.
He just ghosted him?
Yeah, he did it three times, evidently.
Oh, okay.
Which that counts. Good. Thank you for listening. I mean, that counts as a positive automatically in the world of international track and field.
I'm sorry. I've had a lot going on back here. I did not hear you say that part of it. So three times?
Evidently.
Yeah, what an idiot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll still support him. I mean, just because you're, you know, one of your friends messes up, you don't just stop being their friend, do you? You don't stop pulling for somebody because they made a mistake.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not pulling for, you know, when Gatlin came back, we were pulling for him. And, God, how many times has he been busted for this stuff now? Yeah. And he's still out there running.
Yeah. I mean, several times.
I realize this is probably the dirtiest sport because it's the purest sport, right? You know.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to line up, you and me, and we're going to run to that line over there, and whoever crosses the line first wins. Like, it's the simplest, purest form of athletic competition there is. And so, like, what can – it's not like baseball where you put a little pine tar on there, or football where you put some stickum on your glut. Like, the only thing you can do is take drugs to make your muscles bigger and go faster, right? And so –
I mean, there's all kinds of things they do. The blood doping, steroids, HGH, all kinds of wild stuff. But you're right. I mean, the whole goal is to get bigger, faster, stronger. So
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just where we're at right now with modern sports.
You wonder what these youngsters like Jake Lester over there, you wonder what how they view these sports, because you and I are old enough to remember a time, Bear, when we didn't hear about this. Like, we didn't know about this stuff. Like, when Ben Johnson got busted with that stuff at the 88 Seoul Olympics, it was like, what in the world?
But you like,
it didn't even compute. It didn't make any sense. But that was like a one-off thing, and now there's such skepticism and cynicism with track and field, cycling, baseball, even football, I think, that is just like, yeah, oh, somebody got busted performance-enhancing drugs, so what? I mean, it's, you know, water's wet.
Yeah, I mean, it's been mentioned in almost every major sport, including, golf. You know, there have always been rumors, you know, and innuendo that people have wondered if Tiger juiced. He got so big, so fast.
Yep.
And when you see guys – you know, when you see a guy put on, you know, 20 to 30 pounds of lean muscle mass and they completely change how their body looks, it, you know. I don't know anybody that puts on 30 pounds of muscle when they're in their late 20s and early 30s. So it's, you know, it's in every sport. The thing about track and field, they get busted so often. We've talked about it is, you know, when I mentioned Olympic level testing. I mean, they've got very, very sophisticated laboratories and tests that they, you know, they can run, they'll find anything, and they're looking for everything.
Bear, what are your thoughts? By the way, we've got, it's me and Bear here, wide open the rest of the show, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. What are your thoughts on the news that's beginning to trickle out of UT football practice this afternoon?
Right.
Jeremy Banks was not present at practice today. Evidently, there might be a death in the family there, so perhaps that's excused. Daniel Batuli was not working at practice today as he continues to be hampered by a knee injury. That's problematic. Aubrey Solomon was not at practice yesterday. David St. Ubben from The Athletic said that it looked he thought he saw Aubrey Solomon in street clothes in the indoor practice facility. And evidently Roman Harrison is dealing with some sort of injury too. The people are pretty excited about his potential, freshman from down there in lower Georgia. What's your take on all this, Bear? Not exactly encouraging news off the practice field today.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like that, but you know, you might want to pump the brakes just a little bit. I mean, you never know these guys. I mean, guys, when you get around this time in fall camp, Russ, you know as well as I do, guys are starting to get nicked up, banged up. You know, Aubrey Solomon being in street clothes could be something as simple as, you know, they want to give him the day off. He might, you know, let him rest up. Maybe he's got something. I don't read too much into it. If we get into next week and these guys still aren't practicing, then I'll start to worry.
Jeff on Twitter says, wouldn't it be Tennessee's luck that Aubrey Solomon has finally been declared eligible and immediately becomes injured?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Also, someone on Twitter, I can't look at it right now, has suggested that you and Trey have a drum off.
Can we get Houston in this? Houston says he plays drums, too. I want to – can we get Houston like a fan-run drum line?
Houston learned how to play drums listening to Tool, okay?
Well, that dude's a good drummer, man. I mean,
he's
there's something to be
right.
said for that.
I mean, he's no, you know, he's no Alan Light or –
Did you just drop an Alan White on me from Yes?
No, Alan Light.
Alan Light?
From Oasis.
Oh, man. Let's do it. I've still got some drums somewhere. I can bring them, set them up right there in the lobby. I'll invite Houston over, and we'll have the fan-run drum off of 2019.
You got to have Trey. What I love about you, Russ, is that mm-hmm. as soon as somebody makes the initial claim that they did something or they're good at something,
mm-hmm. I have to shoot them, just talk how I'm better?
No, not that so much as you start peppering them with technical questions about said subject.
Yeah.
You feel like you're kind of checking their bona fides?
A little bit, but I'm also a drastically insecure person, Bear, who constantly needs to search for validation by pushing others down to build myself up.
I think we saw that yesterday during the second hour here at Fan Run when you acted like a loon outside.
Well, but here's the difference, Bear. Here's the difference.
What's that?
I'll bring those drums in. We'll do it. We'll do it. And we'll let the chips fall where they may. And if I embarrass myself, I embarrass myself. But I will be there. I will back it up.
I mean,
I will back it up.
It wouldn't be the first time.
I'll walk the walk, not just talk the talk. Folks, National RX walks the walk. Down here, they've been doing it for years. We love National RX, longtime fan run sponsor, longtime sponsor of the drive. They've been with us since the beginning, and they've been at the beginning of this CBD oil craze that is sweeping America. And unfortunately, there's some people who probably shouldn't be in this business trying to hone in on this business. I mean, you see this stuff at gas stations next, like the clerk doesn't know what he's doing. But this is National RX we're talking about. It's one of our only locally owned and operated pharmacies here in the Knoxville area. And they sell the Ananda Professional CBD oil. This is the highest quality CBD oil you can find anywhere. They sell only to pharmacies so that you can be assured of the quality of the CBD oil that you're getting. And we've got a special offer going on right here, where you could bring in any competitor's empty bottle of CBD oil, and National RX will give you 30% off a new bottle of the Ananda brand so that you can experience the Ananda difference, the real stuff, the real thing, right here at National RX. And we've got licensed pharmacists on hand here that can explain everything about the uptake of CBD oil in the body, all the benefits, everything that it does. they can walk you through it here a lot better than I could or Dr. Bear could back at the Fan Run Studios here at National RX. You can call them if you got questions. They can walk you through it on the phone right now. 865-392-1770 is their phone number. That's 392-1770 right here at National RX. Want to thank Jets Pizza for feeding us this afternoon. We're going to be there on Tuesday doing the drive from 3 to 6 next week. So make plans to come out and see us there. They've got the best happy hour in town, 11 to 7 every single day, featuring $2 and $3 pints. So we are looking forward to that on Tuesday. And, yeah, you need to come out and see us here. Also, real quick, we'll get back to these phones. Excuse me. Smokies tickets, your last chance, folks. Smokies in town this weekend through Tuesday. Tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Smokies games at Smokies Park. That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. So if you got Smokies tickets from us, use them. Use them this week. And I've got about 10 right here, right now. If you want to go, if you want to take a nine-inning vacation this weekend, if you're in West Knoxville, swing by and see me. I'm at National RX right next to Wendy's on Kingston Pike, and I'll be here till about 6:15 or so. We'll hang out after the show if you want to stop by. Would love to see you out here this afternoon. Again, the Nextdoor Home Group hotline is wide open, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Bear, I've gotten way behind on the phones, right? Who do we have on the Nextdoor Home Group hotline?
We have Jamie Utah.
Oh, all right. Jamie, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
What's going on, Russ?
What up, Jamie?
It's interesting you brought up Aubrey Solomon. You know, that's who I actually called to talk about a little bit. I really expected, you know, a national championship coach like Philip Fulmer and, you know, somebody who bled, sweat. And, you know, over the years, I've always said, I want to see what a guy who's played here can do in that position. I kind of thought this would be the kind of thing that he could handle. You know, kind of like Doug Dickey, he owned the room, every room he was in. I didn't expect Fulmer to kind of walk in and be that guy. But I thought he'd be able to handle this. Did y'all have any thoughts in that area, or did you just you're so used to where we've been as a fan base the last 10 years, you expected this kind of nonsense?
I know for a fact that Philip Fulmer has been calling the NCAA every day for the past however long this has been going on, doing everything he can in his power. If there were some form that he could fill out or somebody that he could shake down to get this done, I'm sure he would. And you know, you say that about Doug Dickey, but Doug Dickey couldn't get Leonard Little eligible as a freshman. Doug Dickey couldn't get John Henderson eligible as a freshman. So these things happen, and I would not blame this on anybody at Tennessee, really, that I know of anyway.
Just a font of information. Listen to you there. Hey, do you remember who was coming out of the KIL with Leonard Little that was big-time football, had everybody on his radar? And you remember that? You know what I'm talking about?
Travis Cozart from Lenoir City.
Yep. It just goes to show two different directions you can go if you keep your nose clean. Yeah. You know, you can have the opportunities that Leonard Little was given.
Do you guys remember the reports we were hearing that fall camp when Travis Cozart and Leonard Little hit? I guess that would be 1995. I mean, Travis Cozart was running wild on a great Tennessee defense. He was probably going to come in and beat out Jay Graham as the starting running back that year, but he never made it to the season. Got kicked off the team.
Barry, you've been around for a while. You remember that?
Travis Cozart getting all that trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was legendary. It's like Russ just said it. A lot of people thought he might unseat Jay Graham.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I kind of remember him being one of the best. I guess, what was he coming out as, a running back or an athlete? Or?
Yeah, I think he played. Well, he definitely was going to play running back here, and I think he was a defensive back or linebacker as well. You know, all those dudes played two ways, as most good players continue to do today. But you know, it's unfortunate. I think we should say that, and maybe I'm sure there are people who know more about it than me, but I'm I'm pretty sure like there was a happy ending to the Travis Cozart story. I know that he had some major problems with legal issues and stuff, but I want to say that he got cleaned up and was doing some positive things in the community. I've never met him before, but I seem to remember seeing a story about that like in the last 5-10 years or so.
Guys, I'm gonna get out of the way real quick. What was the name of the linebacker just recently? They got he got off at court, and now he was on the Denver Broncos practice squad. Or
AJ Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. Johnson. Have we heard? Is he still with the Broncos?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Well, guys, I'll get out of the way. I want to get y'all's take since y'all ain't gonna be on tomorrow. Who y'all think is gonna win between Florida and Miami? I'm trying to figure out which way to go in the late game too. I had a buddy of mine back in the day tell me, always take Hawaii on the island and don't take them as a dog on the mainland. Hey, y'all hang in there. Have a good weekend.
I've never really put a lot of thought into betting on the Rainbow Warriors, but that'll be a fun little end to the season. Now, where did he say that game at? I don't even know. They're playing Arizona. Is that game on the island?
I'm not sure. I'm going to see if Quality Control can find out for us real quick. Who you're pulling from Miami, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And how many players is Florida? Did they lose another one in the past couple of days?
Yeah, they had a defensive lineman, Elijah Conliff, who Tennessee recruited heavily during the Butch Jones era, that went down with an ankle injury. He is out for the season. So the Gators dropping like flies, man. They have had it might not make much of a difference. Nothing really seems to when we play down there, but they are short on bodies. I saw something earlier this week. They're taking like 70 dudes down there, and that's all they got on their roster. That's not just a travel roster.
That's the roster.
Yeah, they're like 15 scholarship players short, maybe more.
See, that's where it probably won't come into play for us, unfortunately, because we play them early in the year. But this is a situation where, man, if this game were in November and they're this thin and they get through an SEC season and they're beat down, I would like our chances a lot better, because I really think they're going to tail off at the end of the season simply because of numbers.
So the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question is a landslide today. Who are you pulling for tomorrow? 94% of the audience says the U. Hurricane warning in East Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who would vote for Florida.
Well, BK Vol says Florida clicks equal fat fingers. He thinks that's just a mistake. People accidentally voting for Florida.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Big Orange VFL says anyone that picks Florida needs to be fed to a gator.
That seems a little extreme, but okay.
It does seem extreme, doesn't it?
Little. Go Gator.
Steve says he's not pulling for anybody. He's declining. He is declining. I hope it's a good game, man. I would hate for that to turn into a – like, I'll say this, man. I'm as excited for that game as I am, and Florida's a 7-point favorite, whatever it is. If Florida starts – you know, just absolutely destroying Miami, I ain't watching that.
Well, no,
I ain't watching them party, man. I will turn that off. I will watch. I'll go down to Sutherland Avenue, watch my West Rebels take on Bearden.
Well, I'm planning on doing that anyhow. I just hate that it's. I mean, back in the day, do the old dude routine here. I mean, you remember how? Like, could you imagine how hyped we'd be if this was like, what, 98, 99, around in there between Florida and Miami? Back when, you know, Miami's just so off now. It doesn't have the same, what's the word I'm looking for, cachet as the old days. I mean,
they really should be required to play annually. It's like, all right, Florida, Miami, Florida State. If you guys are going to play, if you're going to be in this fertile recruiting area, the Sunshine State in which you are, that's fine. But you got to play each other, man.
I mean, we play pretty much all the teams in our state.
Yeah.
Chattanooga, ETSU, yeah. Vanderbilt.
And Chattanooga and ETSU and Vanderbilt are very comparable to Florida, Miami, and Florida State. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
Why are we putting ourselves at such a competitive disadvantage?
It beats me, Russ. It really does.
Stay with us. The Drive rages on. Coming up, we'll find out who's on the docket presented by Disability Advantage Group. More of your phone calls on the way as well. 865-546-8200. You want to hop on the Nextdoor Home Group hotlines. 546-8200. The Drive continues. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
The Docket, brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
The man who killed an Iowa State golfer has been sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. A Story County judge pronounced the mandatory sentence Friday for 22-year-old Colin Richards. He pleaded guilty on June 14th to first-degree murder for the September 17th slaying of 22-year-old Celia Barquin Arosamena. Police said Richards stabbed her while she was playing on a course near the campus in Ames, leaving her body in a nearby pond. Richards had been staying at a homeless encampment nearby in the woods. Arizona was a top golfer in Spain as a teenager and come to Iowa State to pursue her career. So some justice and hopefully closure for the family in that sordid tale. Meanwhile, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's application to trademark the term Tom Terrific has been refused by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Brady, who said his goal was to ensure people didn't refer to him by that nickname, created a stir among New York Mets fans because Tom Terrific is the nickname of Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver. As it turns out, Brady's application for the trademark was officially refused by the USPTO on Thursday because the, quote, applied for mark consists of or includes matter which may falsely suggest a connection with Tom Seaver. That's just absurd. I mean, like, no offense to Tom Seaver, but that's kind of a lame nickname, Bear. I mean, Tom Terrific, that's not doing a lot for me. You?
No, not at all. I mean, that was my thoughts when I first heard about this. I was like, Tom Terrific. I was like, that's the lamest nickname ever.
Does Tom Brady have a nickname? I've never heard him called that.
I can't say it on the air. He has a nickname down at the drunk tank, I'll tell you that. It's not nice, Russ. Very impolite.
Well, you want to hear a docket story that will absolutely make you lose your faith in humanity, Bear?
I mean, sure, Russ. I'm not clinically depressed this week from talking with you. So, yeah, I mean, it's Friday. Let's go. What do you got?
Well, yeah, football season hasn't started yet, so you're still flying high on the Zoloft?
Yeah. Sunshine and summertime.
A man and woman in Louisiana were arrested after a kindergartner brought three bags of cocaine to a New Orleans area school on Tuesday. Kindergartner.
Come again?
5-year-old brought cocaine to kindergarten. Teacher called a resource officer after the 5-year-old student was seen holding a bag of the white powder. The officer found two additional bags of the drug, according to Slidell, Louisiana police. Throughout the investigation, it was apparent the child had no knowledge about the drugs. He didn't know what he had. But detectives searched the child's home and arrested 23-year-old Angelica Stanley and 51-year-old Ellis Cousin after more cocaine allegedly turned up inside.
That's one of the most awful things I've ever heard.
Yeah, and that's where we are. 5-year-olds bringing cocaine to school, to kindergarten, for show and tell, I guess. That is the docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. We appreciate their sponsorship of the show, the Disability Advantage Group. If you've got questions about whether or not you or a loved one qualifies for Social Security disability insurance, well, one call does it all. Free consultations. Call now to schedule yours at 865 566-0800. That's 566-0800. Just go online to dag-us.com for Disability Advantage Group. Wrapping up the drive this afternoon, 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show today, 546-8200, as college football season fast approaching here this afternoon. John says, you bet on Florida, so if they get beat, you still win. Well, and certainly the compulsive gamblers' way to look at it, I suppose.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I guess you could say that about mine and Trey's $100 bet. Like, even if I lose, I win.
Yeah.
You know? Either I'm going to be doing cartwheels because Tennessee beat Florida in Gainesville, or I'll have $100 for me and you and Phil and the rest of the guys to just get completely housed on.
Yeah, I'm not participating in that. Well, if Tennessee did win, if Tennessee pulled the upset in the swamp, how would you pay off Trey your $100?
10,000 pennies in a trash bag soaked in Dr. Pepper.
Come on,
you know
bro.
Me better than that. I'll hand him either 5 20s or a crisp 100. You know my style. You've seen
it. Yeah, I think you should go down and get that Benjamin, and like that would be. You'll never feel better to part with one.
Oh yeah.
Than if Tennessee beats Florida.
Yeah, it'd be the easiest bet to ever pay off. It'd be the fourth time we've beaten Florida in Gainesville in my lifetime.
Let's go back to the Next Door Home Group hotline and talk to Jess. Good afternoon, Jess. You're on the drive.
Yeah, hey, it's Jeff.
Jeff.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Hey.
Sorry.
The, man, I don't know if it's a better deal to watch Tennessee win or Florida lose. Same thing with Alabama. Same thing with Kentucky football or basketball. So I will be a diehard Miami fan. I might get the Miami necklace. I might kind of sweat a lot right beforehand and not bathe. Might put some grease in my hair and kind of talk with a northern accent. There's no telling.
Well, I mean, you do what you got to do, Jeff. I think that a lot of Tennessee fans, I think that a lot of SEC fans will be pulling for Miami. There'll be some good karma in the air for Hurricane Nation. I just don't know, like, you know, are they going to be able to study the first year of the Manny Diaz era? That's new systems on both sides of the ball. Are they going to be far enough along in their program with in terms of their players know their systems on both sides of the ball and everything to be able to hang with Florida, who we know, even though they are going to be short on bodies, they're going to have athletes out there. And for Felipe Franks, those guys, it's their second year in the Dan Mullen spread option offense. So they're going to be very familiar with their scheme defensively. It's going to be the second year of Grantham for them. So they're going to be very, you know, knowledgeable about that defensive scheme that they're running down there. It just seems like the cards are stacked against the Canes from that perspective. But as I said, they will have all of East Tennessee for sure and many others at their back.
Hey, who's least relevant of the former powerhouses? Miami, Tennessee, or Nebraska? That's a good discussion. Who's least relevant? And I think you could probably make a case for either one of those former blue blood, but the Hurricanes.
Boy, that's a depressing question to ponder. I mean, because truth be told, just off the top of my head, if I'm being honest, it's probably us, which is sad because Miami and Nebraska are darn near invisible, have been for about 10 years. But, I mean, they, like, Mark Richt had, I want to say Mark Richt won 9 games 1 year, had some nice teams down there. You know, Nebraska, Bo Pelini had a couple of nice years. They played in a Big Ten championship game and have been to some bowl games. I mean, we've done absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say – I think Miami would be the answer because they haven't had – I mean, we've been visible sometimes for things that we don't want to be visible for, like the fall of 2017. But, you know, I kind of tend to agree with you, Russ. I mean, it's probably us, but, I mean, we've made a lot of – we haven't been invisible. You know, our downfall has been very public and chronicled from coast to coast.
Well, and, you know, I hope that we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel with Jeremy Pruitt. I hope that we can see that. Nebraska definitely sees it, man. Nebraska's going to be back. They've got their guy. Scott Frost has been successful before. He's got his quarterback. I mean, they're going to be good this year, you know, and they're going to have – I would be shocked if they don't have some kind of renaissance there with the Cornhuskers. I don't know about Miami. I mean, we'll see what happens there. But, like, if you're asking me confidence of which of those three once dominant proud programs are going to be really good the soonest, it's definitely Nebraska number one. I don't think anybody could argue that.
Well, no, and it makes me really, really regret I hate that we didn't get the Martinez kid. Because that's honestly, I mean, he's a top-flight quarterback, and that's what's given them the most momentum as far as getting it turned around, is they're going to have elite quarterback play. Jury's still out on our guy.
We still got Jeff here?
Oh, no, he hung up.
Oh, all right.
No. I mean, wouldn't you say? No, he kind of pulled a Phil without the see ya.
It was the old Irish goodbye.
He just depressed us thoroughly. That was more depressing than your docket.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's pretty damn close. I'm tired of being horrible at football, Russ.
Yeah, I feel you, big dog. I feel you.
I mean, I have no idea. Like, this kid sitting next to me right now, he's, you know, what, 19, 20? And how are they fans?
I don't know, Bear, but David St. Ubbin of The Athletic on Twitter just 2 minutes ago posted, Tennessee spokesman says Aubrey Solomon is out at practice now.
Yes, there's no telling. He might have been getting treatment. I mean, what do you make of it?
Maybe a class. Maybe he's got a class conflict. Maybe he's just late getting over there, you know? School started Wednesday. These kids have educational initiatives that they have to pursue.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason they're here. I mean, this is not a football factory, buddy. We're turning out citizens, aren't we, Russ?
Absolutely. Yeah. Locker room full of Mensa candidates.
I just, you know, if he's got a class conflict, they need to be having a talk with a professor over there.
That's true. Philip Fulmer needs to step in and get that thing straightened out, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen?
So Pruitt's supposed to – when's Pruitt talking to the media?
Shortly.
Okay.
Have a report. We'll get Trey on either here towards the end of the show, or we'll have him call in to the Overtime Boys.
Okay.
With an update. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. We're wrapping up the show this afternoon at National Law Rex in Farragut. Always great to be back out here amongst the Farragutians. Big Josh says maybe Aubrey was talking with the NCAA.
That is a possibility as well.
Well, I'm sure that will be, if not the first, among the very first things Jeremy Pruitt is asked about today when he meets with the media. And so, again, as soon as he says anything, we'll have it for you here on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. We got to take a quick timeout, our final break of the show today. If you want to chime in, speak now, forever hold your peace. Call the Nextdoor Home Group hotline at 865-546-8200. That's 546-8200. The shocking conclusion of the drive up next.
About the process. This is The Drive.
back here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio wrapping up the show on a Friday afternoon slash evening, and we are about an hour and a half away, Bear, from all kinds of high school football kicking off all over East Tennessee. I mentioned earlier we got Farragut across the street. They're taking a road trip down to Bradley Central this evening. Hardin Valley is at Oak Ridge.
Hey, good luck to Coach Mike Potter at Hardin Valley. First, he's the new head coach out there and is a very, very one of my oldest friends. But good luck to him, and I wish him nothing but success this year.
No doubt. No doubt. You've got South Doyle at Fulton. That is tomorrow as well. I don't know why all these games are being played tomorrow.
Because there's no college football, and I kind of like the Saturday high school football games here in week zero. You don't?
I'm a purist, man. Friday night lights for me.
Are you a little bit nervous about tomorrow night?
I don't know enough about it. I don't know what the teams have. All I know is this. If all things are equal, Bear, a West Rebel will always out-heart, out-smart, and out-gut a Bearden Bulldog, 10 times out of 10.
You're full of crap, dude.
Every single time. I know it. It's been proven time and time again. Tonight, over here, again, near the National RX facilities here off Dutchtown Road, Austin East at Webb.
Let's go, Roadrunners.
Webb's first game without Elijah Howard, transferred to Baylor.
I hate it for
him. In the offseason. Meanwhile, up north, we've got Halls at Gibbs, just northeast. Scott Cummings back in East Tennessee high school football, taking over the Red Devils. Man, that has been just kind of a, I don't want to say a coaching graveyard, because that would be rude to our friends up in Halls, because Halls has it, but it's kind of been a coaching graveyard. It's been rough times up there at Halls.
Yeah, I mean, a once proud program back when, I guess, hell, you would have been in grade school, and Halls used to be the premier program. I can't remember. You know, that's where Jason Julian played.
Yep.
Ended up at UT, and they just kind of got lost in the wilderness. And you know, they brought Cummings in, and he may be able to lead him out of it. We'll just have to see what shakes out up there.
Cleveland is playing at Central tonight. Coach Cummings, old school.
Cleveland's playing at Central.
Yep.
Rogers Bobcats.
There you go, Raj. And then how's this one tonight, Bear? I will be watching my phone for updates from Oneida.
The Indians.
The Indians welcome in Oliver Springs tonight. It'll be a barn burner up in Oneida.
I feel like you're leaving out a game.
Oh, am I missing somebody? Is Carter playing tonight?
Is there a game featuring?
Who could I have missed?
You know, three or four SEC, ACC commits?
I don't know. Who's CIK got?
I have no. Are they still playing football over there? I heard they stopped caring about it. They don't want to schedule my boys anymore.
Who's Grace got?
That's not my team. They won't schedule us either.
Who's your team?
The Knoxville Catholic Fighting Irish, Russ.
Oh, are they playing?
Yes. I'm not sure who, but they are playing tonight over at Blaine Stadium.
You don't even know who they're playing. Oh, they're playing at home, too. Great. I have to go through all that traffic.
You could walk to the stadium from Stately Smith Manor.
I can hear games at my house. If Catholic, Webb, and CAK are all playing, I can hear the bands and the PAs.
I love that when that happens. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
If the wind blows just right.
I do think it's kind of strange. None of the other private schools will play Catholic in Knoxville.
I wonder why that is.
Well, I don't know.
I wonder why that is.
Catholic never ran from Webb when they had a future all-pro quarterback on their team. They took their lumps. Tables have turned. Now they're, running scared.
Oh, that must be what it is. That must be what it is. Well, we're wrapping up here this afternoon, folks. Hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you're ready for college football season. I certainly am. Monday, we'll be back in studio doing the thing for game week for the first time. We're going to be welcoming in a host of new sponsors here on Fan Run Radio. Really excited about the response from the local business community. It's not too late to sign on, man. If you want to advertise with us, you want to get your company's name, message, and brand out there amongst the rapidly growing Fox Sports Knoxville audience, be sure to contact us. We are very easy to find. Whether you want to talk to me, just find me on social media. My DMs are open, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. You want to talk to Bear back at the studio, you can call him right now and get his number. We'd love to sit down with you and get you on with us. But it's here, man. College football season is here. Y'all be safe tomorrow. Relax. Watch the Gators hopefully go down in flames. Wouldn't it be nice to just sit there and just watch Miami just absolutely bend them over a barrel and show them the 50 states tomorrow, Bear?
Yeah, just dismantle them piece by piece. I mean, it'd be glorious. I imagine we'd be sitting there in multiple texting groups laughing.
It'd be heartwarming. See Moose Knuckle Mullen over there, is that weird look on his face. Man, what a weird-looking dude. Like, does he even have a neck? Like, how do you get like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably from sucking up to Urban Meyer. You know,
how do you look like that, man? What's going on there? And I would love to see lots of crowd shots of toothless jort wearing Florida fans engaging in full on surrender cobras.
Their braided leather belts, their Florida jerseys, their Warfel jerseys on, you know, their mullets, their, you know, ridiculous looking bass fishing sunglasses that they wear everywhere. I hate him, Russ. Just absolutely despise him. Not as bad as Georgia, but it's close. I can't believe how fast this summer's gone. This is the first year where
I'm fast.
Yeah, I mean, because it feels like yesterday that I was going to the beach.
Well, I guess when it's the summer of Bear, it means a lot to you personally.
It has been a fantastic summer. I will say that. I had a lot of fun from start to finish. But it's we've got one more weekend here, and it's time to get down to business starting Monday, 3:00.
The summer of Bear concludes. All good things must come to an end. But years from now, they will be talking about the summer of Bear here on Fan Run Radio and everything that happened. It was amazing. All right, that's going to do it for us down here. I want to thank National RX for having us out. Once again, I want to thank Jet's Pizza for providing us with some food today. You could check out National RX online at nationalrx.com. It's the Ananda Professional CBD oil. They've got it here at National RX. Come check it out. If you've been thinking about CBD, if you've got questions about CBD, they can answer them right here. Come on in, talk to the friendly staff. We appreciate their sponsorship of the show. We now invite you to stay tuned for Overtime. Coming up next, big thanks to Bear. Big thanks to Rick Butler. Big thanks to Jake for helping out. Don't forget, Jeremy Pruitt getting set to speak to the media. We'll try and get Trey on with the Overtime crew to give you an update there. Y'all be good. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, 3 to 6, here on The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Fan Run Radio.